R.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast, I'm going to be demonstrating a program that demonstrates telephony, speech recognition, and speech synthesis. This program is basically a fake pizza ordering service, and you can get it by installing the Microsoft Speech SDK. And if you guys want, I could upload the program, like, by itself. And a quick note, if you have DeckTalk Access 32 SAPI 4 installed, you need to uninstall it in order to use this, because if you try to use this program with if you try to use this program, it will crash if you try to use it with DeckTalk SAPI 4. So, actually, it'll crash when you try to use it with any engine. Anyway, so I'm going to go open this program.
Run dial C colon.
Oh, and earlier today I installed a new audio driver on my computer, so now I have stereo mix support. So my audio might sound a bit better, I guess. I don't know, because I noticed ever since I installed the driver, audio through my headphones for some reason sounded a bit better than it did before. Maybe a bit more bass, but maybe I'm just imagining things. I don't know.
Desktop. Local D. P. Program data 50. Program file 14 of 33. Item view. Microsoft Reader. Microsoft Speech SDK 23.
Oh, and the version of True Voice I'm using is the version from L8 Speech Connection version 4. You can get that by downloading the file LHTTS with TrueVoice.exe on my website.
Item
using TTS Sappy Voices.
So,
I'm going to tell.
Item view list phone TTC 6 of 11. Pizza 7 of 11.
I'll press on pizza.
Telephony sample dialog select whether the application should be controlled from a TAPI device or the PC. For TAPI to work, you must have a valid TAPI device and service provider installed. Monitor, group and PC speaker mic radio button, checked all P.
And that's what I currently have, the speakers and the mic and stuff.
Start monitoring button alt S.
Start monitoring allows you to start your call.
Exit button alt X.
Exit, it exits the program.
Select engines button.
Select engines.
Monitor grouping. PC speaker mic radio button checked alt P.
Select. Let's go to the select engines dialog.
Speech engines for the telephone dialog. Speech recognition engine. Combo box English continuous. Telephone Microsoft collapsed.
So you need a speech recognition to be installed in order for this to work. So, you can get the Microsoft Speech Recognition Engine by installing the Microsoft Speech SDK. So I'm going to press tab.
Text to speech engine, combo box adult male 1, Peter, American English, LHV 6.03, collapsed.
And you need a text to speech engine that supports telephony. Many of them do, like True Voice and LNH and Eloquence, Microsoft, FlexTalk. And just like that. And let's choose Michael.
Adult male 2. Adult female 2. Adult female 3. Adult male 9. Michael, American English, LHV 6.03. OK button.
I'll press enter on OK.
Telephony sample dialog select whether the application should be controlled from a TAPI device or the PC. For TAPI to work, you must have a valid TAPI device and service provider installed. Select engines button. Monitor grouping. PC speaker. Start monitoring button alt S.
I'm going to press space on start monitoring.
PC call monitor dialog. Simulate a call button alt S.
Simulate a call.
Logging button alt L.
I'm not sure what that does, but I'm going to press space and let's see what shows up.
Log file information dialog. Log files are used to store information about a phone call. The log file name has the format L followed by 6 digits and an extension of STLX L0000025STL. Log files are saved in the directory indicated below. Use login checkbox not checked. Okay, but can use login checkbox not okay. Can simulate a call.
Simulate a call. Sorry, it's just late. And I just felt like doing a podcast. So I'm gonna start simulating a call.
Welcome to the Acme Pizza Company automated ordering service. We deliver in 20 minutes or less. Wait until I'm finished talking before answering my questions. Please tell me your phone number.
1-7-6-8-1-8-2-5.
I heard. Area code 217-681-8025. Is this correct?
Yes.
You are already in our database. Say yes to skip address verification.
No.
What is your name?
Jake. Jake.
What is your address, including the street, city, and zip code?
62813, whatever.
I have your name and address as
Jake. 62813, whatever.
Do I have your name and address correct?
Yes.
What size pizza do you want? Small, medium, or large?
Large.
Select a topping for your pizza.
Pepperoni.
I heard pepperoni. Is this correct?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want any other toppings?
No.
You have ordered a large pizza with pepperoni. The charge will be $15.23. Do you want this order?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't understand. You can speak yes or no, or press 1 for yes, or 2 for no. You have ordered a large pizza with pepperoni. The charge will be $15.23. Do you want this order?
Yes.
Thank you for ordering from Acme Pizza. Your pizza will be delivered in 20 minutes or less.
And, well, that was our little pizza ordering process. And the phone numbers and addresses I mentioned were all fictitious. I didn't actually say my actual address or anything. And the reason it said I was already in the database, because I used this program before, and if I had deleted an entry in the registry, it wouldn't have said you're already in the database and asked for my, and it would have automatically asked for my name and stuff. So, and also, in the name and address, after you hear the beep, you need to say your name and address. I guess I forgot about that. So that's why I said Jake twice. So I'm going to close this app. Well.
Speech mode off.
Oh, I turned speech off. Well, actually, I just feel, well, I did a reaction recording for LHTTS 6.13, whatever it is, and I just feel like I actually have to do a demonstration of some of the stuff this says, so.
Desktop list. Audacity 8 shortcut 13 of 16.
Like, the way it says, like, 13 of 16, it's just, interesting.
Start button, CTRLS.
And the way it says CTRLS, Owen, Jake, and Jake McMahon, if you're listening to this, this next phrase is for you.
Run dot D. Untitled. Speak type characters off. U. The clowns in the sky.
Well, the no, I didn't.
Space. The U N D N. The clouds in the sky.
There. The clouds in the sky. That's, yeah. Anyway.
Files up. Untitled note. Note. Don't tell.
Well,
voice,
I'm going to just go through the voices in this because I can.
Adult male 1, Peter, American.
Adult male 2, Sydney, American.
Adult male 3, Eager Eddie, American.
Adult male 4, Pete Douglas,
Adult male 5, Beef.
Elderly male 6, Grandpa Amos.
Adult male 7, Melvin, American English.
Adult male 8, Alex, American English.
Adult female 1, Wanda, American English.
Adult female 2, Julia, American English, LHGs.
Adult female 3, Michelle, American English, L.
Adult male 9, Michael, American English, LHV 6.03, LH speech connection V4.
Skype. Audacity.
Okay, so that's pretty much the end of this podcast. If you guys want to email me, you can email me at datajake@gmail.com. You can find me on audiogames.net as datajake1999. And you can find me on Skype as datajake9999. I'll see you guys next podcast. Bye.